Welcome back to PMP Network. Our guest right now is John DiMaggio. He's the voice of Bender on the hilarious animated series called Futurama on Fox TV, and it's a funny, funny show.
Thank you very much. I wish I could had more to do with it. We got a great writing staff, so it's easy to do what I do.
It is kind of cool. I talked to Billy West last week, or the week before.
Billy West.
Yeah.
He's amazing.
He's got the voice of the man of a thousand voices.
Yeah. I'm so excited to be working with that guy. Just because it's just a great, great process. I'm so excited. I could sit here and just babble about it, but like it's really unbelievable. I'm really blessed. This is a really amazing show to work on. Everybody's so great. Billy, you know, Katie, Seagal, you know. The writers are top-notch. We got guys, you know, with PhDs in physics, you know, writing for the show.
I mean,
brilliant, brilliant people. Like, you know, people with double masters, you know. And I come in, and I'm just like this, you know, blue-collar guy swinging the bat, you know. And it's just a blast. I have so much fun.
Now, do you get a chance to, you guys all do this together? You go into one studio?
Yeah, we read it. We read it together, scene by scene. All the actors are in the studio together.
Mm.
And then they animate to our voices, which is pretty cool.
See, if I'm a huge fan of Katie Seagal from Married with Children. It must have been kind of fun to just walk in and meet her.
Let me tell you something, man. I mean, you know, every time I go to work, I'm like, hey, Katie, how you doing? You know, we're pals and everything's cool, but... Yeah, you know, it's like, oh my God, it's Peg Bundy, you know.
Mm.
There's an element of that there, but like there's also, you know, the professional level, like, well, cool, I'm working with a woman who was on a sitcom for 11 years, you know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
So there's some real veterans working on the show. It's a lot of fun.
Now you get to play a robot.
Yeah, sweet gig. Robot who drinks, smokes, gambles, likes robot porn. You can't go wrong.
I love the robot poem. It's kind of
oh, yeah,
circuit diagrams.
Yeah, the circuit diagrams. Isn't that genius? It's like, awesome.
It is awesome. It's really a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is, and it's great because, like, you know, he gets away with so many things, and people can say what they want, you know, but he's a robot.
So you finally made it onto national TV. You've been, of course, on TV before, doing MTV and Chicago Hope and stuff, but
sure.
You are in a regular series, but going to be a hit series, and people won't even know your face.
That's okay. Yeah, actually, I'm going to be on NYPD Blue in January, so...
Really?
They will, eventually.
You think they'll recognize the voice?
Something will happen.
And now, give us a little bit of Bender.
All right, you want just a little bit or a lot? Because I can get crazy and get nuts, but I can also be very calm. Very cool, but then you get, oh, everybody! You know,
it's a lot of fun doing the role.
You've done pretty much everything from feature films to TV to stand-up comedy. What, do you have any favorites?
I just like working.
Yeah, well,
to be honest.
Don't we all, right?
Yeah, I just like working. I just like entertaining people, and it's something that I've always liked to do, something I've always wanted to do, and I'm lucky enough to be able to do it.
You were actually in a film that I thought was one of the better TV ones, that Pirates of Silicon
Valley. Yeah, I was really proud of that. We got nominated for an Emmy. That was really cool.
That was a nice film.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I thought everybody did a really good job on it.
Yeah.
I thought Noah did a great job. I thought Anthony Michael Hall did a great job. I had fun shaving my head. That was a trip.
Now, I was just talking a moment ago to Mark Young, the editor of the Guinness Book of World Records, and he mentioned that the world record for the longest show on the air right now is The Simpsons.
Yeah.
And Matt, of course, is the guy behind the new show, right?
Yes, absolutely. He co-created it with David X. Cohen.
What do you think of the guy? Have you sat and talked with him at all?
Matt's really an amazing guy. He's got such a full boat, you know? I mean, he's got everything, you know? The Simpsons, of course, but Futurama is his baby now, and you know, life is hell. You know, I mean, he's got that strip. It's a weekly strip. You know, he's to be associated with that guy and his brilliance is, you know, I'm just lucky, man.
What do you think of the time slot you have now?
I think it's sweet. I think we're doing really well. We had when we first debuted, we had the highest debut in Fox history, which was really cool. We had like 19 million viewers.
Wow.
And that's, you know, that's pretty good for Fox. You know, I mean, that's pretty heavy duty. And and then we got moved, and our ratings fell a little bit. But we did the best on our night, and so they gave it back to us. And it's a perfect spot. I mean, in between The Simpsons and The X-Files, because it's a little bit of both. You know, it's It's got that science fiction edge, but it's also got the Simpsons laughs to it, you know. And
exactly. Well, I think it's perfectly paired with the Simpsons. It really belongs after it.
Yeah,
I
agree with you. I'd have to agree with you on that, man, because it's, you know, I don't think there's any other place for it, you know. It could do well, and I'm sure it could do well on another night, but it just complements the Simpsons perfectly.
Hmm. Are you a big TV fan?
Yeah, I watch my share.
What do you like to watch?
I like to watch a lot of cable stuff. You know, like a lot, I like, you know, Discovery Channel and all that, you know, and what, you know, sharks attacking humans, you know, that kind of crap.
Yeah.
Like I'm like always looking for something, some kind of documentary to watch, and I like watching like music programs, you know, Behind the Music, Next, Tony Orlando Loses It All, you know, like that.
That's a good show. I like that.
I love that show. But
yeah, you like the E! Entertainment thing too?
You know what? The new host of Talk Soup's pretty funny.
Yeah.
He's a funny guy.
I always, you know, I don't know. They started off with whatever the guy's name is, Greg.
Greg Kinnear.
Yeah. And then they went to John Henson.
John Henson, who was a friend of mine, actually.
Yeah, I liked him a lot. I thought
he was
the best.
He's a really funny guy.
He's going to try his hand at movies and theater and TV?
I think so.
TV?
I'm not sure. I think he's got a deal at the American Broadcasting Company.
ABC.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I hope he does well because I like the guy.
Yeah, no, he'll be all right. He's a very funny dude. So.
Now, do you guys call him Skunk to his face?
No.
Oh, okay.
I never called him Skunk.
Because they always called him that on the TV show because of his hair.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I never got the chance.
Wow. Now, you still doing stand-up stuff?
No, I stopped doing stand-up a couple years ago. But all the roots, all the things that I learned, I got the tools now. So I got a big belt with a lot of tools on it.
Do you ever have the urge to do it, though?
You know, every once in a while, but there's also that part of me that's just like, I don't need to do it anymore. And I was in a comedy team, so for me to get back up on stage, and I did it when I got out here a couple years ago. I got up on stage and I did some sets, and it was cool, but it was like, I didn't want to start over again. And I was already doing other stuff, so it wasn't like I needed to do that, needed to expose myself in that, you know.
Yeah, we mentioned earlier briefly, you know, the Pirates of Silicon Valley, but you also were in Chicago Hope, which of course is not really a comedy.
No, it's a lot of. Well, I went to Mason Gross School of the Arts at Rutgers in New Jersey. I mean, I went to the same school that Ally McBeal went to, if you will, Calista Flockhart.
Mm.
And
did you know Calista in school?
You know what? I tell you, it's funny. I didn't because she was older than I was. She was like 2-3 years older than I was.
Yeah.
So I was a freshman. She was like very much the upperclassman and kind of acted that way. Yeah.
Well, she spent all the time in the cafeteria picking it up, didn't she?
Yeah. Right. No. You know. Let me tell you something. She has always been that skinny.
Really?
Always. So it's like, you know, she's always been that thin.
Yeah.
She probably lost weight on the show because, you know, because that's what happens when you're working.
She has a lot of hours. Yeah. But we've had all the cast of Ally McBeal on the show. I happen to be a big fan of that show. I like
sure.
it. I like Fox.
It's a funny show.
I'm a big Fox fan, actually. I mean, I love 90210, and I miss Melrose Place, and I kind of like Fox. And, of course, The Simpsons and Futurama now are, you know, they appeal to the kid in me.
Yeah.
You know? Have you ever thought about doing guest appearance on The Simpsons?
If they'd offer me something. Yeah,
well, maybe they will.
Well, you never know. I mean, I'd love to do something on The Simpsons. That'd be really, that'd be a lot of fun, actually.
Now, are you married or happy?
No, I'm happy.
Yeah. So you can, is it kind of fun being a bachelor with all the success?
Yeah, you know what? It's funny. I get I'm trying to get the T-shirts from all my ex-girlfriends. I blanked Bender, and all I got was this lousy T-shirt. You know. trying to figure that out.
That's pretty funny. I'm just wondering if you know, if you have any Bender, you know, groupies.
You know what? I wish there was. There probably are somewhere. If
there
I go to like a cartoon convention or something like that.
Well, there's got to be women who like robots.
Oh,
you know.
You know.
Because
well,
look at some people like John Davidson, so, you know.
Well, there's got to be some women that like electronic mechanical devices.
Well, yeah. I think a lot of them like that. Seems to be a very popular item. Well, we're talking with John DiMaggio. You can see him right after the Simpsons at Futurama on Fox. Check your times in your local area to find out when the show is on. But it's Ryan, right after The Simpsons on Fox TV. And John DiMaggio, of course, plays the fabulous Bender. We've talked to Billy West, who plays Fry. And one day we hope to talk to Katie Sagal, who plays Leela, some of the great characters on Futurama. Thanks so much for calling, John, and
hey,
good luck in the series.
Thanks a lot, and have a happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, you too.
All right, take it easy.
Bye-bye. John DiMaggio.